We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
A Safeway store in San Francisco has adopted a unique strategy to counter increasing loitering: playing loud classical music. Unfortunately, neighbors are far from pleased with this blaring situation. KCBS's Jade Hernandez spoke with some neighbors.
Starts anywhere from 7:30 to 3 a.m.
Wow. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Matera. I haven't heard of this before.
Well, actually, you know something? We've had a history in San Francisco of doing things like this, and it's periodically makes the news of trying to engineer your way out of a loitering slash homeless problem. Safeway's done it with music. At another store up at the Castro area, they had a problem with the homeless a few years back hanging out in front of the store where there was a retaining wall. So they put spikes atop the retaining wall, and the homeless stopped hanging out there. Another Planet that runs the concert venue Bill Graham Civic Center back in 2012 was blasting industrial sounds out of its speakers in the middle of the night to keep the homeless out. But once word got out about that, they stopped it because of the bad PR. And you might remember the sort of the biggest one was St. Mary's Cathedral, where the pastor got in hot water for dousing homeless people with cold water from the rooftops automatically over the night. KCBS reported that, and that caused a national uproar.
Yeah, that was a little extreme, but I guess what strikes me is classical music, like thrash metal, I get. Those industrial sounds like you were talking about at Bill Graham, I get, but classical?
Well, whether it's Nutcracker or Swan Lake, they're trying to sort of accomplish their goals, but also try to keep the neighbors a little bit happy, because it's usually the neighbors that put the kibosh to a lot of these things. And it's not just music that we've seen over the years. Remember the boulders at Clinton Place, where residents of that street put boulders out on the sidewalks to try to keep the homeless out, only to be retaliated to by homeless advocates who came and made their own noise in the neighborhood until it got took away. But if you walk around San Francisco a lot, you may not hear a lot of things, but if you take a closer look, you'll find that a lot of the landscaping and such has been reconditioned to sort of keep the homeless at bay and keep people from sitting very long. We have benches now that have armrests in the middle of it, so you can only sit upright. You can't lay down on them. If you look down at a lot of the landscaping around office buildings and stuff, you'll find ornamental rocks and such. They serve a double purpose of keeping people from putting tents up. And, you know, one of the masters of all this, and used to get criticized for it pretty regularly, but he didn't seem to care, was San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown, who, when he saw a homeless and loitering problem out in front of City Hall, he would order the whole place to be fertilized. That kept people out, I would have to say, not only the homeless and the loiterers, but everybody else.
Absolutely, that would do the trick. Thanks so much. That's KCBS insider Phil Matera.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.